You're listening to littlepodcast.com.
I'm Sean the Orange Course, a retro game fan from the U.S.
And I'm Kevin Vink Tambernino, an import gaming fan who took things one step further and moved to Japan. Together, we make Famicom Dojo, a podcast that explores the Japanese origins of today's video games and consoles.
And speculates about their future. Assuming they have one.
It's modern games with a retro twist.
This is the Famicom Dojo Video Game Podcast. This week, we are back with an old episode we recorded way before the Summer Dojo started. Well before Pokemon Go was a thing. So some of our comments about mobile gaming sound a little off? That could be a reason why. And Future Retro is also back with a Picross game you can't get anymore, but a Famicom game that you can. Probably. Yes, we were born to play all this video games.
Hey Ben. Hey Sean. What's up? You've been playing Miitomo, man? No. I'm kinda over that. Okay, let's take this back to the real world. Can I still be naked in the real world?
Oh, that was weird.
Just, you got a body for podcasting, so just go with it.
I don't know. I like my Miitomo because I just have the feeling that, like, whereas I have to go back to work and wear a suit all the time, Miitomo Vink is free, and he's just walking around his living room in his underwear, maybe some sunglasses, maybe a bolo tie.
Wow, yeah. So by the time you hear this, it'll have been after the first full month of Miitomo.
And you missed a day, didn't you?
I have not yet missed a day, but ooh, as we're recording this, I have six left.
One left.
Oh.
But I don't know. I find the coins, the gold coins or whatever, pretty much useless, though, because I don't wear clothes.
Right. The game. That's the smart way to do this, because this is not just Nintendo's first iPhone app. This is a free to start game.
Ah, yes.
And I thought free to play was bad enough as it is. They add this version, this wrinkle, or is it really not different from free to play? It's just more the first hit is free to get you hooked kind of thing.
I guess, but I don't know if I'd call it free to play because it doesn't really have much of a game to it.
Right.
It's hard to say, but it's not really the first hit. To tell you the truth, I feel like I have the whole game experience right now.
Yeah.
Because I really don't care about costumes and stuff, but it has already given me Zelda Picross.
And that's
a real game, and it's really fun. And it's actually, I thought it would be very because it's for free for playing Miitomo, so I really thought it would be kind of a bare bones experience, like 10 Zelda Picross levels or something. But
sure,
it's got its own tutorials. It's got Mega Picross modes. It's a full game, really. I mean, maybe not as featured as one of the sequential numbered Picross games, but definitely what I would expect for a $10 or $15 eShop game.
And I think maybe Nintendo's hoping that you'll actually pay some money through Miitomo to make up for giving that game out for free.
Nope.
Yeah, not me. No, so, yeah, all right. Let's talk about this a little bit more, because the other free-to-start game that they gave us on the 3DS around the same time was a Pokemon Picross game. So,
my love of Picross just has not been able to overcome my indifference towards Pokemon yet.
Oh, no.
I think it's because Picross in general, I really like, solving the puzzles and going, oh, that's what it was, you know. But with Pokemon, I'd be like, it's that green guy that looks like my dad.
Well, let's back up for a second.
Okay.
You can sponsor an episode of the Famicom Dojo Video Game Podcast. Just go to littlepodcast.com, find Famicom Dojo, and click the sponsor button. Check out with PayPal or a credit card, and let us know what wonderful thing we should say about you, our lovely sponsor, in this space. Long, long time ago, I can't remember exactly when, there was some favorable stock market activity towards any indication that Nintendo might go mobile, and
they've finally
done it. Finally, like the last possible day in March when they promised a March release. Yep.
Well, I mean, it had been out in Japan for like 2 weeks at that point.
Okay, fair enough. But everyone and their mom hopped onto this. Maybe not their mom, but I think we're too old for Miitomo.
Or too young. Sometimes too young.
Really?
Because it'll be a question like, what do you think your first date will be like or something? And then right afterwards, it's like, what? Tell us about a childhood memory. And I'm like, who is this game for?
That's like the part of it, right? Like, doesn't it know our birthday? Because I think it's part of our Nintendo account.
Maybe it figures that we are 35, but that we're spending... Maybe it's logged how many hours I've spent into the game and figured there's no way I could possibly be married or have a girlfriend.
Oh, no. Yeah, right. I don't spend that much. I mean, now that I've kind of figured out how this whole thing works, I just kind of go in, get my coins, and get out. But, like, the learning curve was... I guess it was interesting. So, you... For those who haven't picked up Miitomo yet, you play this game, choose the term loosely, by making friends either through your Twitter and Facebook list, which is like your first options. You can, but don't have to, make a Nintendo or a My Nintendo account. If you don't, then your data gets lost with the game if you ever delete it from your phone or have to transfer it or load it up somewhere else. And if you make your My Nintendo account, you can link it to your Nintendo Network ID, which I did.
Yeah, and which gives you points and allows you to reap some rewards.
It wasn't super obvious, though, because I had to... We put it up on the Facebook page, but there were some options you had to pick to actually get to that, to link the two. And maybe you can do it through the website. I'll get to that in a minute. But the actual game is you are presented with... questions for you to answer or answers that your friends have made if you're talking to your me on the screen there. Or you can optionally, if someone comes by, talk to them and they end up asking you a lot of questions and give you some of their answers.
Yep.
Ask you questions that are just between the two of you.
Which I always get wrong.
Right. But... Right. Yeah. Because
some of these people... I still don't know who they are. It's like the last verse of "These Are the Daves I Know." I have a Dave that, and this guy's name is Dave, but I don't know him so well, or something. You know.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the last Dave in that song. Like, So, what celebrity do you think I most look like? I don't know what you look like.
Go based off the me and see if that works. But some people don't do a very good job translating themselves digitally. But, you know, even like if you just use like the camera face thing, which has been happening since at least 3DS, then results can be varied, I guess. But what was funny to me about those particular questions, at least at the start, was they would ask you things like, what's your favorite food? And then it would ask you, like, between you and me, what do you think my favorite food is? And it's like, are you just trying to trick me now? Because I saw this answer like 2 seconds ago.
Yep. Yep.
But it's...
It's Miitomo is a relationship simulator. And you know how sometimes your significant other will ask you a question just to see if you were really paying attention?
Yeah, right. Or, you know, if they're not very chatty, just stuff them with a couple of pieces of candy. That always works in real life.
Oh, yeah. I love that. This is where
this starts to get weird,
yes,
right? Because yes. If you know, the answers that come up are kind of seemingly random, so you can go visit a friend at their house, quote unquote, and you can get like 3 questions or so, for free, and then you start getting charged candy for it, which you can get candy all different kinds of ways, and I have like 100 pieces I'm never going to use probably.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm pretty sure at some point you have to buy candy if you care that much about your friend's answers. And I am going to pay this game to tell me about my friends.
You're never going to buy candy per se.
Okay.
One of the ways to get it is that you pay for the game tickets, obviously, to play that pachinko-esque game. Oh my gosh, there's a Super Famicom hoodie. Nope, don't go there, Vink. Don't do it. Oh, how many coins is it?
There's this. You can go to a store and buy clothes with these gold coins, in-game gold coins, and you get gold coins every day for answering so many questions, for leaving comments on other people's questions, and listening to answers from your friends. Otherwise, though, once you run out or you spend them all, you have to buy them from Nintendo.
And they're actually very expensive. Like,
what's the exchange rate? Because I have no idea. I've never tried it.
I don't remember off the top of my head, but I remember I looked just to see, because some of the costumes and things cost like thousands of coins, and you know your the bonuses you get are in the hundreds of coins. You know?
I've complained because like there was like a bow you can stick in your hair that's like 1,200, and then like a full, like, you know, cloth, whatever, you know, like a hat or something, or like a full shirt, it's like 1,000. It's like, how the hell does that work?
Well, it seems a bit random, and I think Nintendo posted something about how many like millions of dollars they've made on this app already, or hundreds of thousands or whatever.
Wow.
And what is the target audience? Okay, I'm gonna find out how much these coins cost.
Well, to encourage you, right? If you change your clothes every day, you get something called platinum coins.
Yes.
So the platinum coins is where things get kind of interesting for me.
Yes.
So there's specific platinum Miitomo coins, and again, if you change your clothes,
you get the blue and white Miitomo coins for changing your clothes every day. The platinum ones you get for visiting the eShop.
No, they're both platinum. They're both platinum.
No, they both count as that. But there's Miitomo points, there's platinum points, there's gold points, and the gold points you only get by buying stuff.
Right. Oh, we'll get to that too, I'm sure.
Yep.
But so you get these Miitomo coins by changing clothes. I think it's like 5 per day or so. If you have 5 questions answered, I think that's worth 10. If you if people have listened to 5 of your answers.
Okay.
If you get 5 likes, that's another 10 points. I'm trying to leave your house cuz your nudity is freaking me out. do you know how those places get decorated? Because they all seem to be different, and I'm not sure what it bases. Because you can't buy things to decorate your apartment.
I'm sure you'll be able to soon.
But they all look different. Like I go to someone else's place anyway. So there's My Nintendo missions section where you can look this up,
where you can link to your social media and blah blah blah. Okay, so here's the exchange rate. 1,000 coins is going to cost you $1. There's discounts for more. Like you get 105,000 coins for $75. $75 on this. Sorry, to think about that for a second. But okay, I found this out because the only way the shop comes out is if you run out of coins, which I haven't yet. So I went to buy some green devil wings. Okay, they're really cheap. They look stupid. Those are 3,000 coins. So that is $3. That's $3. Or grinding away at the game for, what do you get for answering a question? 15 coins.
Right.
You know, it's like an hour's worth of work for these devil wings, and someone is buying. Wow.
Yeah, apparently.
I mean, yeah.
So these platinum coins you get, if you log into mynintendo.com, you can redeem for just more. Right, you log in once a week, you get 30. Well, There's just a coin laying, like, in the
browser. There's a coin laying in the browser. Yeah, click it.
So that's like a weekly thing. You scroll to the bottom. There's like a little like Mario brick thing.
Yeah.
Click on that and go to the top. And then there'll be something else you can click on. I don't know if it's like a present or a brick or something. And then you get more coins. You do that once. You can do that once overall, I think.
Once a week.
No. You get the, really? You can click on the brick and get that once a week too?
Wait, brick?
Yeah. You go to the bottom of the screen and there's like a brick. And that goes brings you to the, back to the top of the page. That's all it's for.
There's a brick and I'm gonna click it. What do I get?
What happened? The back of the like is your me like not facing you? Click on your me.
Okay.
And is he like turning around? Does like have something in his hand?
He's got a question book.
Yeah. Click on that.
He moves.
Keep clicking on him.
I'm clicking him. Okay. Something happened. I got ten coins.
There you go. See that you can do that all of one time. So there are things you can spend these coins on.
I didn't know that. Sorry.
Right? There are things you can spend these coins on, and like if you're on my.nintendo.com, one of those things is different containers that you can hold your different coins in. So that's like worth 50 platinum coins, I think. Yep. So not realizing I can spend my coins on other things, I bought that Mario suit through Miitomo right away. Because that's like the only thing you can redeem through Miitomo right now is that stupid suit.
Yep. Although now, apparently, Super Famicom t-shirts.
Oh, yeah. I think I got that, too.
Yep.
But if you go to the Miitomo website, or sorry, the My Nintendo website, you can get more stuff, including the aforementioned Zelda Twilight Princess Picross, which costs 1,000, and I was down to like 500 by the time I figured this out, and it took me like a week to get enough platinum coins to get this game. But I'll talk about that later, that game specifically later.
Right now I'm trying to earn points to, if I get another 1,000 points, I can get a free WarioWare game. Yes, and I'm hoping they're going to change these up a while, and if so, I'm never going to buy games again.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, the Super Famicom hoodie's there. There's a bee suit. There's a Viking helmet. Oh, and you can buy game tickets with your platinum coins, or your platinum ones?
Yep.
Yeah, I've never done that, though. Yep. Okay. So here's...
And that's how you'll get more candy, I guess.
Well,
and daily bonuses.
You get through those too, but you get a lot of candy by playing Miitomo Drop.
Yep.
Apart from buying clothes, you can win them in these specifically themed limited time pachinko-like sessions where you drop your friends, your Mii friends.
Yep.
And not get the thing you want because it's impossible. Basically, and you land at the bottom, and there's candy at the bottom always, so you always get something out of it. But you spend one of these tickets every time, and you win tickets also by logging in every day. You get some kind of prize like tickets, or every time you like go up a level for style or popularity, you get another ticket. And it's like those pachinko games are so annoying, though. I basically just stopped playing them because you know they want you to spend money, waste your money on pachinko, like in a real pachinko parlor. It's like Nintendo's kind of getting like into that back door gambling thing without going full Sega or full Konami, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Full Konami. Oh, it's so true.
I know.
It's so sadly true.
Here's the worst part to me, though, is those damn gold coins.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the only way you can get them is by buying stuff, yeah.
And the only thing they're good for is discounts on buying more things.
Yep.
So if you want...
You can get, like, actual games. Like, Donkey Kong Country Returns right now is...
Okay,
is
so, yeah, Mario 64 is 90... Oh, there's like a Pikmin Mission Mode DLC map pack.
Yep.
Okay, I guess they've been adding these. It's only worth 20. Okay, so it's not worth nothing, but you have to buy a digital game to even get them.
Exactly.
Is the annoying part. The good news is, according to people on 4CR and such, you're welcome, Eden, is that if these games go on sale, whatever their actual normal price is, you still get the amount of coins that... go with that. Oh, Super Punch-Out still on here? So there are a number of things that you can get that you might have missed in the old Club Nintendo. This is the replacement for Club Nintendo, for those who are not yet aware.
Yes.
So I missed getting a Flipnote Studio, for instance.
You missed it?
I missed it in Club Nintendo.
Oh, okay.
But it's available for free, at least for a limited time, to everyone on My Nintendo, regardless of what they have there. So my download code has been used, and... When's this good until? I thought that there was an expiration date. Oh, yeah, available until May 1st. So by the time you hear this podcast, it's too late.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But the interesting thing to me about this is that unlike in the past, unless Club Nintendo did this and I wasn't really aware, that for both Flipnote and for the Zelda Picross, I was able to redeem my code on the website, and then it would push to my 3DS and download automatically.
Yeah.
That's hella cool. I mean, it's not, that's nothing new. Like, I've been able to like go online.
I typed in a code.
Well, you don't have to type in the code. It gives you the code, but then you can redeem it right away.
Oh, that's neat.
On the website, yeah. Like, I've been doing this forever with like my Xbox 360 when I had to like reauthorize everything, and it just downloads the 360. So, you know, welcome to the 20th century, or I guess early 21st century, the aughts. Welcome to the aughts, Nintendo. But, yeah, so those are all the negatives. What are the positives about Miitomo?
Free games.
Well, I mean, I want to wait to talk about Picross because that's kind of my future retro.
Oh, sorry. Okay. We'll bridge that later. Advantages, getting to find out a lot about your friends in a way that seems a little test markety.
Yeah, right. Like some of those questions, like what's the most popular food in your region? I'm like, first of all, you have some information on where I live, so why don't you just ask me what my favorite food is, and then to figure out what region I'm in.
or what kind of potato chips do you like, or something, or. What do you put on a pizza? You know.
I would see a lot of my answers are like so sarcastic though. Like
everyone's are though.
I feel like the best way to do Miitomo, I can't even say play it, is to be as interesting as possible, and not necessarily tell the truth because who cares? Yeah. On the other hand, a good friend of the show, Galleon, aka David, has. Like 100 people liking and maybe 70% as much commenting on what his favorite bread is, which is 100% whole wheat, baby.
Yeah.
And it's like this app is geared towards those popular questions getting the most traffic because there's kind of like a recent section you can go to and see like what people commented on of yours most recently. And then have liked most recently, but haven't commented on. And then the things you've commented on or liked, you get to see everyone's answers to those too from other people's questions.
Yeah.
And like when I go there and I just see an answer to someone else's question, I just get angry and turn the thing off.
Yep.
So that's a good positive. Let's think of some more positives.
I have a place to keep all my Daves. I don't know. The ones I know and the ones I don't know so well. It's so easy to do. It takes a minute to get your, you know, daily bonus and see what's in the shop. It's a nice little tiny time killer when you don't feel that you have the dexterity to play a video game. It's Twitter without the risk of permanence.
And Twitter's not even all that. Yeah, I guess Twitter's been proven to be a little more permanent than one might think.
It's
like a harder to use social media app, and it's like why would I pay Nintendo to hear what my friends are talking about when I can just use Twitter and Facebook for free?
Oh, because I mean, I was. I thought you were going to say when I could just talk to my friends, but then you went another way. When I could use Twitter and Facebook for free.
Well, listen, a lot of the people, you know, I'm geographically isolated from a lot of these people now. So, like, you know, I don't need Miitomo for that, but it already asks me, you know, to add my Facebook and Twitter profiles to everything.
I'll tell you why. Because these are the questions you would never ask your friends.
That's true. I wouldn't.
Like, I found out a lot about things my friends like and things that would have been too inane for me to ask in any other way. You know, you're never going to go and like, oh, my friend's on Facebook. Open up a messenger. Hey, what kind of bread do you like? I've always wanted to know, you know?
You know what? What poor data cruncher has to go through all these ridiculous answers and, like, try and find something useful?
Yeah, exactly. And half of the answers are going to be poop anyway, so. Here's something. Here's a positive? Don't know. But Nintendo's releasing its grip on its ironclad censorship in that you can say anything you want in Miitomo and it'll read it.
Right. You can report it.
Oh, can you? I didn't know that. There's a lot of bad words going on in this app.
I'm kind of glad that we don't have friend codes anymore. But in another way, I kind of wish we had friend codes so that I could actually find people that I want to find.
Yeah, and I wish I love that there's nice privacy and the ability to be anonymous, but right now I have 90 friend requests pending, and there are people who have gone under, like, names that don't mean anything to me.
Oh.
Well, who are you?
Yeah.
I feel like you're kind of
part of the problem. Go ahead.
What? I'm Vink. The only people I want to find me on this app are Famicom Dojo listeners. Period.
All right. Well, how are you going to know? How are you going to know? You have, like, no introduction text that I'm aware of, right?
No, you don't really get to.
So,
and that's, that's the thing. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. You ahead.
All right. But that's the thing. If you've requested me because you've been listening to this podcast and go, I want to see Vink's naked avatar. And, You're trying to add me, and you're in a list, and you're coming up as Cool Dude 96. I don't know what to do with that information because the app's already so cluttered with me finding out all these details about people I do know that I really don't know how. You know, I'm not going to just add everybody who requests me. And I apologize if you're one of those people who are waiting for, but. Tell you what you need to do. You need to go into one of our social media venues, either Twitter or Facebook. Let me know who you are and what name you've used that you've decided to request, and we can take it from there. That's a much better step. But right now, I got all kinds of people on this list, and I don't know who they are.
We should probably explain why this is so difficult because Nintendo decided to do. It's just strange. So, like I've said, like two or three times now, you can link your Facebook and Twitter accounts. But like the people it suggests based on that, I'm not really sure what the algorithm is. I think you have to follow each other on Twitter to be suggested.
I think to be
visible, and then like Facebook, I don't know. Maybe it's the same thing on Facebook. Not really sure. So you start with those people, right? And then at that point, Nintendo's own decisions about this kind of take over, and you get presented with a list of mutual friends, but it's not based on your social media status. It's based on your other friends in Miitomo. So you're immediately exposed to people who you don't know in Facebook and Twitter. And it doesn't, unless you fall into the I follow you and you follow me category, you're not presented with the person's real name. Or Twitter handle or whatever is available through that social media stuff. It's just you have 25 friends in common, and like the first name it feels like reading off, like Game Dave. It's like, all right, this person knows Game Dave. So I've added everyone who's asked so far, every single person who's asked. I have added them, and there are 7 people I've requested. At least most of them, I think, should know who I am but have not confirmed me yet. So I'm going to call you out. One by one. I've been thinking about this for a while about what I was going to do. So Norm, Norman Caruso, mutual Twitter follower, the gaming historian, you know who you are. Be my friend, Norm. Be my friend. Norg and Chuck, who I met through
is that Norm's
shiz.
Brother, Norg?
Right? Nope. Didn't do it. Genitals.
me, genitals, add me.
With a J as in Jen. Very very clever name. Did not want to add me, apparently. And then people I found through Miitomo, so these are, I understand a little bit, but I feel like they should know who I am enough.
Okay.
I don't know. They don't have to add me, but they haven't. Alana, which I think I found her through your thing, so I think that's Retro Gamer Girl.
Yeah.
She added me. She didn't add me. Maybe I gotta like delete this and add it again. Evil Gwyn, which I've known from like the Transformers message board days. Hi, Gwyn. And Roses, aka Pushing Up Roses. She doesn't have to friend me. It's fine. You guys are all cool anyway, but I would love to be your friend. You know what? I think after this month is up, I'm just going to stop checking Miitomo every day.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm just kind of done. Like, you get 2,000 coins for the last day. And I'm just good. I'm good with that.
Well,
I'm
you know what?
That.
I will keep going as long as Nintendo will continue giving me free stuff.
Oh goodness!
But I mean, right now I'm trying to earn that WarioWare game, even though I already own it. What is wrong with me? Anyway, but as soon as I get that, and maybe that Super Famicom shirt. Yeah, need the Super Famicom shirt. But after I get those things, I'm done. Wait, right. If I'm going to be done with it, why do I need the Super Famicom shirt?
Exactly.
Curse you, Nintendo!
Exactly. Oh, so, yeah, you can go back and change your answers and edit them if you need to,
yep.
But you can't edit your comments on those answers. Oh, geez. Wow. Chief says the question, if you won the lottery, what would you buy first? And I said probably a low-level government official. I forgot the A somehow, so I edited that one. Chief says, I would buy a new development team for Nintendo. Miitomo is getting boring. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying, basically. I think I'm kind of over it at this point, and I won't feel the need to check it any longer.
Okay, but what if they add in the ability to customize your room?
Well, we'll see, but if I got to spend a lot of money on it, because I'm saving up my gold coins to buy clothes.
Yeah.
And I screwed up, and I bought the wrong color visor, so it's not Virtual Boy color, and I'm just gonna have to suffer with it. I accidentally bought the same shirt twice once, so I should probably, this is that question, like, when did you accidentally buy something? I should probably say when Miitomo didn't make it clear that I had two of the same thing.
Yeah, I did that as well. But why does it even let you do that? Because you don't have two of them in your inventory that you could give one to someone else.
Yeah, you can't give it away, but you can have multiple Miis.
Yeah.
Which I imported.
Oh, okay.
I imported via QR code from my 3DS. So I have Cisco and the Dude and I forget who else. Oh, yeah. Hero from Famicom Dojo, who I made. Not creepy at all. Not Hitler yet though. I'm still have to get them off my Wii. This whole video about that. You'll just have to watch. We're working on that. But yeah, so the QR code thing works great. And apparently, if you export the QR code, it just lets you import the Mii. It won't let you friend people. Oh yeah, that's the whole point of this long, rambling story about the friend code thing. Is the only way you can trade with somebody deliberately that you don't get through Nintendo's suggestion algorithm is to be there in person with them. So when I ran into Jody at Midwest Gaming Classic, even though we were already Miitomo friends, we deleted each other and then did the exchange, because you get 100 platinum coins that way. And that was how I got over the tipping point to get yeah, Future Retro. Okay.
Yes.
So
nice segue.
Right. Oh, let me just finish real quick though. When you do that, you lose all the answers to that friend you'd seen and have to listen to them all over again. Your comments are still there, but you can't see each other's stuff anymore. Okay, let's segue.
Do you like movies? Well, you better, because we're going to talk about your favorite one for 10 minutes.
This isn't a movie. This is a f***ing documentary. This was my high school experience, except I did not get my period. But I'm still hopeful. And if it happens in the next 9 minutes and 52 seconds, I'll tell you.
This is 10 minutes about your favorite movie.
Listen to 10 minutes about your favorite movie every Monday on the Little Podcast Network.
In Future Retro, we talk about contemporary video games that have the potential to be remembered as classics.
Or classics that we played for the first time. Or just more recently.
And in Pile of Shame, we talk about the games we haven't been playing, and we try to convince each other if we should.
Or not. Yeah, Future Retro, I guess. So I haven't played a lot of Picross games. In fact, I think the first time I did Picross was when, like, MI6 or whatever the hell heck it was from some like English spy agency, something, I don't know, everyone just assumes it's a spy agency, released a Picross type thing for Christmas, like a Christmas thing. It ended up being a QR code which you follow and it goes to a website, but like I was so enthralled by like the strategy involved in doing it, and I just needed more. But yeah. I had no Picross games, and so I was feverishly
How
working.
How can you not have a Picross game? There's so many.
I don't
them.
Know. Like maybe I just like heard the 4CR guys complain so much about what Picross game didn't make it to the U.S. that we couldn't buy.
Yeah,
that I just kind of thought there were no Picross games to buy.
Well, there really aren't that many. There's one on Game Boy. There's one on Nintendo DS, maybe two on Nintendo DS because 3D Picross, and then there's another one now. But and there's like dozens in Japan. But you're an import gamer. There's lots of Picross games.
Fine. Like I'm sure I played it once on one of Phil Bond's DSs, but I didn't think much of it at the time. And in fact, I was actually really annoyed by the Midna tutorial because I just kind of wanted to do it and didn't need to be told.
Yeah.
What to do, but you know, you go through the tutorial more and it gives you some better strategy and hints on how to solve things.
It's very useful if you're playing Mega Picross.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So for those who don't know what Picross is, you basically have a, I don't know, for example, a 5x5 square, which is like one of the smallest ones in the game for the tutorial purposes, and you're presented with numbers on for vertical and horizontal lines, and all it does is those numbers tell you how many dots are in a row sequentially together.
And of course, go ahead. And there has to be at least one dot space between
them.
Different
at least
numbers.
There can be more.
Yeah.
The goal is to make this monochrome, you know, on-off bit image, and then at least in the case of this game, there's a color version of it that it turns into if you finish it in under an hour. And with an asterisk, because an hour...
Time flies when you suck.
Yeah, an hour can go by because every time you miss, it adds more time to the actual amount of time you spent playing the game. So it's like 2 minutes, then four, then eight, then who knows.
Yep.
But so it's better to use your strategy and not just use that as a hint backup system. Although there's like a roulette system that I haven't actually used because I'm trying to be hardcore like that.
Yeah, I don't use it either. But it helps significantly if there's a puzzle you can't get through.
So the bigger the puzzle gets, the more important a quasi hint system is, which you can turn on with the L and R buttons.
Yep.
It'll light up for you in blue if there is some process by which you can figure out at least one square in that row.
Yeah.
And you can turn that off if you don't want to use it. But like,
I always keep that off because really, if you have those things on, what's really the point?
Well, you know, when I was doing the Mega Picross, it was a lot. It was pretty helpful.
Okay, maybe for Mega Picross, yeah.
But especially like the 15 by 20 ones, which are the biggest ones that can be displayed on the DS. So not only do you mark the ones that are actually part of the image, but you can do an X on the ones that you can definitely rule out do not have are not part of the picture.
Huh.
And by doing that, you fulfill the requirements of those blue letters. So like when it turns back to gray or whatever, you know that it can't. There's nothing else you can do in that moment unless you get more information.
And for those who right now who are very, very confused, and it is confusing, but it's kind of like trying to explain Sudoku over a podcast. You know, it's one of those things that makes a lot more sense if you actually tried. And if you haven't played any Picross game, there are so many that you can play. Of course, the Nintendo ones are great, but if you just go to any app store on any device, there's something like Picross available for free. You should try it. You should play it. But if you have Miitomo, get this Zelda Picross. It's pretty good.
Yeah, and it's pretty easy to get to 1,000. Just, you know, if you're like me and you spent all your platinum coins. Just work up to it. I think it's worth it.
Or download Pokemon Picross, which is another free-to-start game.
Oh, good Lord. So I did try that because it sort of on my 3DS at the same time.
Yeah.
And I don't like it. Did you play it?
No, I haven't played it
yet. I can't stand it. So it's free to start. So every time you mark an actual point on there, it reduces this energy gauge.
What? Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, come on.
So even if you like, you know, you like turn it on and off, like every time you turn it on, it reduces your energy gauge. In your tutorial, it starts out, you have Pokemon and they have powers and like they help you like reveal things on the screen so that you don't waste your energy, I guess. Like you're not, if you play Picross like you normally play Picross, you don't have enough energy to go very far. And I guess you regenerate some energy every day at least.
So but, it basically allows you to use the Pokemon powers to avoid using your brain?
To avoid using your money as much, I guess.
Pass.
Yeah,
if
you try and play a straight-up Picross, there are these challenges that I don't even know if it tells you up front what they are. Yeah. That, you know, you're supposed to, like, use a combo or, like, a specific power from a specific Pokemon, which you can equip up to, I think, like, 6 of them, like, regular Pokemon at any given point, and you end up having more than you could ever use for one puzzle. But it's like, I'm not interested.
I'm hardcore. I play Picross with pen and paper.
Yeah, that's how I started.
At the dollar stores in Japan, they sell these Picross books, and there it's a lot. It's a really good brain training type. Have a little bit of free time. Not really into Sudoku, but I really like Picross.
Well, I mean, in either case, though, like, I'm too obsessive with these. Like, there are games that I can't play.
Okay.
And, like, Civ 5 is one of them. Because it's always just that one more.
One more turn, yeah.
And then especially with these games, I can lose track of time really easily because I'm just trying to figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
And like, half an hour will go by and I'll, like, work on one puzzle. I'm like, I'll just do one more. I don't have another half an hour. And I tell myself, well, I'll just get the first row done that I can figure out. But you can never stop there because it's always,
because then you discover another thing, and I can't turn it off right now. Forget what I was just discovered. Yeah.
So full disclosure, I finished it.
Oh, did you?
I finished the whole dang thing. it's the game says I've spent 30 hours on it, but that's including like the penalty time.
Of course.
Maybe it's not. It must be.
Sean, had I known this, I was at Famicom Dojo today, and they had Picross DS for $5.
No, don't give me any more. Don't do
I'm
it.
I'm going to give you more.
No, I can't handle this. The good news is, at least from where my 3DS is concerned, I actually kept the thing powered, like, day by day for a change.
Okay. Hey.
You know? And then also thanks to going to Midwest Gaming Classic and No Brain Con. Last month, I guess last month by the time that this podcast comes out, you know, I was just using my 3DS in general, but like I've been obsessively playing these games and I can't do it anymore. Now that I'm done, I am done. I gotta quit cold turkey. I can't handle it anymore.
But what about 3D Picross?
Stop it.
It's so good. It's so good.
Do you have a pile of shame or a future retro so I can stop thinking about Picross?
Okay, yes, yes, okay. My future retro right now is 3D Picross. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Sean, it's not going to go away. Because I'm going to do one on one of the rewritable Game Boy cartridges I picked up. And it has not one, not two, but three different Picross games on it, the cartridge I picked up.
Oh, good Lord.
But anyway, we'll get back to that later. My future retro today is Akumajo Special. Boku Dracula-kun.
Oh, no.
Now, you know Akumajo, of course,
yep,
as Castlevania.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a special version of it. Boku Dracula-kun. Boku is like a boy's way of saying I. Like I am, or yeah, Dracula. Dracula-kun, you know, it's chibi Castlevania is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, have you ever played Splatterhouse Wampaku Graffiti?
No.
Okay. That's another game you really should pick up. Then let me take a different one. That's like a chibi version of Splatterhouse, which never should have happened.
Yeah, I figured.
But actually, it's my favorite Splatterhouse.
God, did Cinder review that? Maybe.
Maybe. Okay. I know one. We'll use another Konami franchise. It's basically Gradius to Paradius.
Okay.
Or like Twin B. It's it's a funny, colorful version of Castlevania, and it's really good. Like big characters, nice sprites, good graphics, excellent music. Well, a lot of the Konami games at that time had really good music, and it kind of came out in the United States as a Game Boy game called Kid Dracula.
Okay.
Which you should pick up. It's good. But I find that the Famicom one is better. And it's so sad that this one never got released outside of Japan, because it's really, really, really good. And I think people would like it. I mean, it's a standard Castlevania, platformer, but it's really funny, and it's a parody, and it has all kinds of nods to the stuff in a regular Castlevania game. It's just, I don't know. It's really, really fun, and I haven't beat it yet. I've been playing it a little bit, but it's a good challenge. It, just because it looks for little kids doesn't mean it doesn't have a nice challenge in there, and it reminds me of how fun Konami used to be back when they still made video games. And when they didn't take themselves so seriously. I don't know.
Sure.
I love these like parody type video games. It's kind of a genre that's kind of gone away, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's really too bad.
We should do an episode on that, actually. There's a lot of good stuff to talk about with parody video games, but I'd say it's definitely future retro, and it goes for a little bit of money right now, just because people have been rediscovering this now.
Oh, sure.
As Castlevania fans want this, and there's never tons of copies made at the time because it's a spin-off. So it's becoming a little bit valuable now, but try to just pick it up. And Sean, I have a special surprise for you.
What?
I got you a copy of this today at Famicom Dojo.
What?
For a good price. Yeah, I'm going to be sending this to you because we need to do a video on this at some point.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to get that to you, but you're just gonna love it. It's beyond charming. It's just a really, really fun little game. And then once you get it and you played it, let's talk about it again, because I think we've got more to say about it, especially when comparing it to the regular Castlevania series.
Okay. To train your game, head over to our show notes at famicomdojo.tv/podcast for additional pictures, video, and bonus audio for this episode. Call us at 608-492-1923 to leave a voicemail for our Denchimail episodes, or send us a comment on Facebook or Twitter at Famicom Dojo. Consider leaving us a 5-star review on iTunes, and be sure to subscribe to Famicom Dojo on YouTube for our latest videos about retro, import gaming, and more.
All right, I think that's all I got.
Right on. Well, if you guys are playing Miitomo, let us know what you think about it. I mean, we've talked about it in the podcast before, but just in the Denchimail sections, we were still kind of sinking our teeth into it. But so let us know about that. Also, if there are any like free to start games that you guys like, I mean, I'm sure that happens, right?
Puzzles and Dragons is fun. I mean, I stopped a few months ago, but I played that for quite a while.
Oh goodness!
Yeah,
you know, I've already used my Metamorphosis title for the Denchimail, so I could have think of something different for this episode. But one valuable thing, at least to me, is the ability to import any picture into Metamo and then make a Mii photo out of it. And
has that led to problems yet? I'm sure that's led to problems at some point.
Because
I consider making it lead to problems. I mean,
yeah, right, exactly. But it's kind of neat because you can like hide your Mii's body and then put like a face over someone else's face. And I think it's worth it to call out Mario Jumpman right now for making some pretty interesting ones out of
some
that.
Some of those are hilarious. I mean. Not that this should be an endorsement for him to waste any more of his time doing it, but some of those have been great.
And that's another reason to have like multiple Mii's in Miitomo so that you can put them in those pictures all at once. So
there's
if it focused more on those things, the fun things that I really like about it, like the photos, then I feel like I play Miitomo more. But as it is, it's more focused on, you know, it's making you spend money you don't need to spend.
I think that if they did it in such a way that when Nintendo gets the other mobile games that they're going to make ready to go, and Miitomo would be kind of like a home base, like a launching pad it, and that things that happen in those games affect what happens in Miitomo, kind of like your trophy room or something.
Yeah.
If that happened, I could totally see myself playing it more. But as it is, it's getting really repetitive. So
I wonder too if other games might not have some kind of like platinum coin integration, and that could be good or bad. But as long as it's not the entire point of the interaction is to get those, then maybe I won't mind if like the NX has some kind of connectivity that uses this a little bit more.
I'm hoping for the model of pay me to play.
right. Well, I mean, yeah, you know, if there's a way for me to like earn some platinum coins, so I don't have to buy DLC that I would have to buy from the eShop otherwise, then there's value for me.
Yep.
So, all right. I guess with that, that's all the time we have for this week, and I still haven't watched Game of Thrones yet as we record this, but I will do that afterward, and we'll probably tell all of you about it before you even hear the first episode that we recorded. Not you, though. Not you.
Okay, thank you.
Just Phil.
Okay.
All right. So then, until next time, the dojo is...
Sorry, I can't tell you unless you give me a piece of candy.
Here.
Thank you. The dojo is sarcastic.
Famicom Dojo.
The Famicom Dojo video game podcast is produced every week by That's Orange LLC. Our theme songs, Famicom Thrash and RPG, were written and performed by the Amari Tones. Find them on iTunes and at amaritones.net. Pixel art by Lewis Lloyd Judson at lewistrations.co.uk. Find us at famicomdojo.tv/podcast, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or wherever RSS feeds are downloaded. And, of course, head over to littlepodcast.com to listen to other great shows on the Little Podcast Network.